reason and intuition. The intellect is too feeble and limited to gauge the depths of the infinite. It cannot find out the how and why of ignorance. Once we know we are caught in ignorance, our concern must only be to remove it, to get out of the cage, and not to be inquiring into its cause and source. Sadhana is meant for breaking the walls of the cage. Reason is a help, no doubt. It is surely a more reliable guide than the fickle mind. It helps us to discriminate between the real and the unreal, but it helps only to a limit. After a stage, it becomes a hindrance. It cannot be a safe guide throughout the spiritual journey. If you want to take a leap into the infinite and realize your oneness with it, you have to stop reasoning. Reason must give place to intuition. Intuition is born of the purified heart and an illumined intelligence. It is a spontaneous outflow of divine light. This can come only after the elimination of the ego sense. So long as intuition has not dawned in you, you have to be guided by reason. But reason is liable to go wrong. For when reason works, the ego sense is present. But when intuition is working, the ego sense is absent. So intuition guides you unerringly. Intuition is the voice of God within you. It is very hard for others to know whether in a particular case it is reason or intuition that is working in a person. It's a matter of inner experience for that person. Others cannot know it, but it is possible to a certain extent to find out from what the person does or says. Perfect unselfishness is a mark of intuition. The intellect often works as an instrument of the ego, but it is difficult to know. The intellect does not work by itself. It is acted on by the self or Atman. The intellect can grasp external things, but it cannot turn back and grasp its own divine source. With a pair of tongs, you can hold material objects, but the tongs cannot catch the hands which hold it. Similarly, the intellect cannot grasp God or Self, the higher power behind it. The best use of the intellect is to help us know its own limitations. Merely reading books on Vedanta and getting intellectually equipped with the ideas relating to the highest attainment cannot make one a true Vedantin. Learning is both a help and a hindrance. It is a hindrance if it feeds one's ego sense and makes one pose as a person who has realized the truth. God realization means experience of God. For this, humility is essential. Too much learning makes one proud. One must bend one's head to Him, realizing the limitations of reason. It can take you only to the gate, and it has to be left behind when you enter the realm of the Spirit. You have to unlearn what you have learned and become as simple and guideless as a child. Modern philosophy begins with doubts about God and His existence. The ancient wisdom began with certitude. Westerners do not think with a purified intellect, so they are full of doubts. Their philosophy turns round in circles without getting anywhere. They take dry intellectualism to be a sign of strength and compassion in the heart to be weakness. No amount of argument can make you understand the truth. Direct perception and experience alone can grant you the vision of the truth.